Brigadier General William Gadjaf Deng, spokesperson of the SPLM-IO faction, led by General Gatwech, says his group wants IGAD officials to meet with them in Mageni's Upper Nile State to address the internal conflicts within the SPLM-IO. Gadjaf says his faction also wants to meet the guarantors of the peace agreement, Uganda and Sudan, to explain what will happen with the peace deal.
We are not against the peace agreement. We are in line of the peace agreement. But the peace agreement itself is not being implemented. And the period of the transitional government also is over. Then we will have the guarantors of the peace. That what shall we do then? Because we need to revise the agreement. We have 3 years of transitional period. After 3 years, we should go for elections.
Gadjaf says the only way of reconciling with Machar is through the regional body.
Dr. Machar, if he wants to talk to us, then he has to go and consult with the IGAD and the peace partners. This is where so we should come in. But for him directly to talk to us, I don't think it would be possible. Because we have denounced him, and himself he has ordered his forces and came and attacked us. None of which many people have died.
At least 30 people were reported killed in fighting that erupted on Saturday, days after Machar's opponents declared they'd removed him as party leader and head of its armed forces. Logo Martin Leonard, a political science lecturer at the University of Juba, says the SPLM-IO split because the parties to the 2018 revitalized peace agreement did not honor the timeline for implementing the deal. He says asking IGAD to meet the SPLM splinter group in Mageni's will not necessarily resolve the party's internal conflict.
Going to Mageni's, I see that is the problem half solved. The real way out is to bring both parties to sit down and iron out their issues. Because at this stage, we don't want a divided SPLM-IO, neither do we want a divided SPLM-IG. We want all these parties to the agreement solid so that they can go ahead with the implementation of the agreement.
Logo advises the guarantors of the peace deal to press the SPLM-IO factions to ensure a total cessation of hostilities. Wokne Gebeyehu, executive secretary for Regional Bloc IGAD, says the conflict within the SPLM-IO should be addressed collectively so that it does not affect the implementation of the peace deal.
We know that the issue of SPLM-IO is an internal party issue, but according to the peace agreement signed by all signatories, SPLM-IO is one of the major signatories. So if something is going to happen to that signatory in one way or other way that affects the peace process of South Sudan, so it is not only the issue of one party, so it is issue of South Sudanese. So, and also this is an issue of IGAD.
Asked whether IGAD officials will travel to Mageni's to meet the SPLM-IO splinter group, Gebeheu refused to comment, but urged the parties to expedite the implementation of transitional security arrangements, especially the establishment of a unified command structure.
We asked the leadership to take a decision for the sake of the people of South Sudan to implement this arrangement. There may be an interest in the parties, difference on the implementation process, maybe different in the quotas, and so on and so forth. But this is not about an issue of one party. This is all about South Sudanese. We discussed thoroughly on this issue, and definitely, especially Excellency the President has concurred the discussion that we made, and really he already has started to take action the day before yesterday, asking the first Vice President and the Vice President to bring their list of nominees for the command.
United Nations mission in South Sudan this week expressed concern over the division within the SPLM-IO and the possibility of it undermining the peace agreement. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.